Time for our geoquiz now, and in it figures ring-tailed lemurs. Lemurs live in the wild only on Madagascar and the nearby Comoro Islands, but they're endangered. They face all kinds of threats, from deforestation to hunting. This week, billionaire Richard Branson came up with a novel idea. He wants to create a safe haven for lemurs on an island he owns 8,000 miles from Madagascar in the Caribbean. We're looking for the name of that island today. It's part of the British Virgin Island chain, not far from Puerto Rico.
I suspect it's a well-intentioned plan, but I think it's a bad plan.
We'll find out who that is, and we'll find out more about the proposed lemur sanctuary in just a few minutes. In the meantime, try to come up with the name of this tropical island. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. As promised just a few minutes ago, the answer to our geoquiz now. The name of the island where billionaire Richard Branson wants to create a safe haven for endangered lemurs. Here's The World's David LaValle.
The lemur safe haven that Richard Branson wants to create would be on Mosquito Island, a 170-acre island in the British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. And that's the answer. Mosquito Island is covered with tall tamarind trees, and except for lizards and birds, it's mostly deserted. Branson's plan is intended to help save Madagascar's endangered lemurs. He admits it's a radical idea, but he's got avid supporters.
Welcome to Monkeyland and Birds of Eden. For information and rates, press 1. For Monkeyland, press 2.
If you press 2, you get Lara Mustart. She manages Monkeyland, a sanctuary in South Africa for everything from orphaned pet monkeys to lemurs rejected by zoos. She's an advisor to Branson on the lemur project.
He's spending an awful lot of money, you know, and he has a passion for lemurs because he understands the plight that they have in Madagascar, where deforestation is just escalating at such a ridiculous rate. And he's not trying to create a mini Madagascar. He is just trying to give captive-bred ring-tailed lemurs space to move in and enjoy life as if they were, in brackets, free.
Mostert says she prepared a how-to guide for Branson that covers a lot of the questions that could come up. For example, what impact would lemurs have on the island's other plants and animals? Could lemurs spread out of control?
One of the biggest concerns people had was that the lemurs could swim from one island to another, which is total nonsense. Others thought lemurs will attack humans and scratch them, sort of like an angry cat, which is also absolute nonsense.
Branson plans to fly in the first group of 20 or 30 ring-tailed lemurs from zoos in South Africa, Sweden, and Canada. So it appears the Mosquito Island safe haven idea is a go. But many conservationists say, hold it right there.
In the end, it's a silly idea. It's something that's completely displaced from the reality of what we need today for conservation of lemurs.
Steve Goodman is a conservation biologist in Madagascar, where we reached him on a cell phone.
What I would really think would be fantastic is for Mr. Branson to be advancing conservation projects here in Madagascar rather than creating kind of a private zoo for himself and certain visitors.
Biologist Ann Yoder also says Mosquito Island is a bad plan. She directs a lemur research center at Duke University.
Lemurs are very fragile creatures. They're not easy to keep healthy.
Yoder says species like red ruff lemurs and shifakas are especially delicate creatures that would stand zero chance of surviving in this new environment. Conservationists say that lemurs are in great peril in their homeland of Madagascar. Their rosewood forest habitats are being logged, and lemurs are all too often hunted and eaten. Yoder calls that insane. Both she and Goodman say conservation efforts should be focused on Madagascar itself. Back at Monkeyland, Mostert was busy tending to one baby ring-tailed lemur that's had to have its arm amputated after falling out of its nest. She's named it Mosquito. Muzzy, as she calls it, may be among the first lemurs to be flown to Mosquito Island in the Caribbean if the safe haven idea goes ahead. For The World, I'm David LaValle.